Welcome back. Let's head down to the New York Stock Exchange and check in with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared.
Yeah, well, we're down a little bit today, but I got to tell you, with that big Fed meeting tomorrow, I got to think, if I'm a PM, if I'm a portfolio manager, I'm underperforming the S&P 500, I am praying for a low, a tradable low that I can ride into the end of the year, maybe with a little leverage and get a few hundred basis points of return tacked on to what, you know, is actually a lackluster year. And I think there's going to be a lot of that. So I think there's going to be a tradable low around the Fed. Powell is not going to stir the boat. He's not going to rock the boat. Probably the biggest headwind to the market here is Omicron. If there's some kind of a new variant or something to be done with Omicron that people had not expected, not priced in, I do think that is pretty much the only headwind we're facing at this point. Now let's take a look at some heat maps here. We are seeing the mega caps largely under pressure here. We did see tech take a backseat yesterday, but Apple, most important stock in the solar system, is up 0.9%. I think portfolio managers, traders, investors going to be wanting to take a look at some of the stocks that have been performing very well this year. I'm not going to go so far as to say this is a cash stock, but in investors' minds, kind of is. And you talk about that cash on the sidelines. Great report this morning from Bank of America. Great write-up from you, Brian Sozzi. I think a lot of that cash is going to be deployed into the end of the year. We'll have to see if that happens. But that's my base case right now. And the market can prove me wrong. I am seeing some defensive plays in the sector action over the last few days. But financials outperforming today. So if we can get that value and cyclical trade back on and see some more green on this leaders and sentiment screen, I think that's going to be conducive to an end of the year rally here.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. It feels like I almost forgot I wrote that story this morning. It happened so long ago. But talk to me on the memes.
Sure.
I'm sure, yeah. Right? I'm getting raked over the coals on these meme stocks on Twitter. But look, I mean, they're selling off. Where are the buyers? They're just not stepping up.
Yeah, I'm not seeing buyers today. I haven't seen buyers over the last month. You take a look at this heat map. This is what's happened today. I'm going to change this to a one-month view. There's a lot of dark red there. And when we sort by performance, you can see there's almost no green, not a lot of big names at the top there. Nokia stands out. Big deal. Look at the bottom here. The biggest underperformer over the last month is Robinhood. That is arguably not a meme stock itself, but it's kind of the center of the action. And I think it's telling that is a sentiment indicator for a lot of these meme stocks. Robinhood is down 45% from its IPO, much more from its initial high there around its IPO. And you take a look at this space. Hot money has not been flowing into it. I'm going to get a chart of GameStop here. And to your point, Brian, and to your point, Julie, yeah, it depends on where you got in. So if you got in GameStop on January 1st or December 31st, you're sitting on 600% gains. That's really nice. However, I look at the average position of an investor, and for that I go to Anchored VWAP. And I don't have the precise lines on here, but I can tell you what that looked like. So if an investor got in here, they're probably underwater right now. That line looks something like that. So if you're below that line, the average investor is underwater. And if you're above, then the average investor is in the green. And that has a lot of potential to dictate market action. So on a very short-term time frame, let's go down to a one-month view. If I'm in GameStop right now and I'm looking to exit or I'm looking to buy, I'm going to wait until the average investor over a certain time period is in the money. But just to take an arbitrary date like the beginning of the year, beginning of the quarter, that has uses, but I think we've got to look at multiple time frames and multiple angles here.
Well, I like all that analysis, Jared, because it agrees with my views. Jared Blickery, check you later.